landline phones should be provided in prison cells to help inmates maintain contact with families on the outside. That is according to a new report. Now, currently, most prisoners can only access payphones in communal areas. Around the summer last year here, the figures were about 100 cellmates in Northern Ireland that had in-cell phones. But the plan was to increase them. The independent think tank Reform Scotland said that this makes it difficult to have confidential family conversations, and they think introducing these in-cell phones would help prisoners and their rehabilitation. But what do you think this morning? That number again, 030 30 80 55 55. Should prisoners be able to keep more regular and more private contact with their families, or have they given up the right to do that by committing a crime in the first place? I spoke to the former Assistant Chief Constable Alan McQuillan and the commentator Fionnuala Meredith.
See, the first people I thought of when I started to consider this question is female prisoners with children. And especially at Christmas, you know, it's not just the person in jail who's being affected here. It's their wider family and children in particular. So surely you could make a really good case for saying that parents who are in prison, it's not the kids' fault, is it? You know, it's for them to be in touch with their children and maybe with their families more widely has to be a good thing from a compassionate point of view. But I think it goes beyond that because, you know, as has been pointed out in various research and reports, it actually benefits the prison community as a whole and society as a whole if prisoners actually stay in touch with their families, because it is about rehabilitation. It's not just about punishment.
So we've had the rehabilitation side of it, Alan, but what about security issues that could be associated with each prisoner having a landline in their cell?
Well, I agree with everything Fionnuala says. I mean, I think there's an important issue here, and about the mental health of some prisoners, although that is a two-edged sword because it could actually bring to their attention family problems. Many prisoners come from very disordered families, and you know it could put additional mental health pressures on them while they're in prison. I think that needs to be carefully looked at. The other issue is the security issue from the point of view of the management of the prison. At the moment, prisoners do have access to phones, and there are large signs beside the phone saying, warning, this phone is monitored by prison officers. And I have known cases where, despite that, prisoners have been using the phones in prisons to carry on their criminal businesses, to arrange the supply of drugs, or in one case in England, to arrange to have somebody they believed had set them up and given information about them, set them up for murder, even though they knew prison officers were listening on the phone.
And what happened in those cases? Was it code they were using that wasn't broken by those listening in?
I know of one case, now this is a few years back, but I know of one case where it was quite open, which was so-and-so did this, get him. And it was as blatant as that. So you know, these things have a downside, but provided it's carefully managed. And provided it's carefully managed, I also think it can be a great incentive for prisoners to improve behaviour within prisons, and the prison service can use that.
Rehabilitation is clearly very important, because if you put someone into prison and they come out of it in a worse mindset, then the chances are they may re-offend as a result of being inside. But surely, you know, people will say it's punishment, it is rehabilitation, but you're also being put in there because you broke a crime. And therefore, to make it very comfortable, very easy for you to be there, by adding this luxury, for example, many will find that difficult.
Yeah, I mean, obviously punishment is part of it. I mean, there's no point denying that. But it, as you said, it has to work alongside rehabilitation. And it has been demonstrated that if prisoners have close family ties, it makes them less likely to reoffend. I mean, I don't think anyone's arguing against that. That's accepted as fact. So surely if they are able to contact their families in private at a time that suits the families as well, it's not just about facilitating the prisoners. Presumably this is going to have to be a time that, you know, the families can talk to them as well. Then surely that's beneficial for everyone. Just in terms of the security thing, I think with the prisons that already have these facilities in England and Wales, all calls on the in-cell phones are recorded, and they can only be made to a small number of pre-approved numbers. And also prisoners will continue to pay to make the calls.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a luxury. You know, I mean, it is very much within limitations.
You must admit that it is a luxury to an extent. If at the moment, for many prisoners, they have to go into a communal area and queue up and use a payphone, to have that in their cell, albeit maybe it's restricted times of use and people you can call, but you know it's still a bit nicer, it's still a bit more comfortable.
I know what you mean, but at the same time, I think there's just so many... You know, the Ministry of Justice in England aren't doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. I mean, they're not spending millions and millions going, oh, let's just make it really nice for the prisoners. They're doing this also for financial reasons and for reasons that of preventing reoffending. Also, there's a huge issue, I understand, with illicit mobile phones coming into prisons. Yeah. And all the issues around that's definitely behind increased violence in prisons and all sorts of criminal behaviour. So I guess with this, at least there's some measure of control, right?
Yeah. Money, finances is one thing, Alan, that many will call up here. We heard last year many times from different schools in Northern Ireland in particular saying, you know, our parents are bringing in toilet roll for our kids. We're asking them to provide Britstick and Polly Pockets. And then we hear of this, which is the suggestion to increase the number of prisoners that have access to a phone in their cell, which will cost money, Alan.
Yeah, it will cost money, but hopefully if it's done properly, and this is the key issue, if it's done properly, it can also save money. I mean, one prisoner dying in custody costs the state hundreds of thousands of pounds in inquiries, potential damages, all sorts of issues. So you can actually save money, and you can make prisons more effective because, as Fionnuala said, I mean, the key issue about this is getting prisoners out in a state where they don't reoffend when they go back onto the streets.
Yeah, but do you think, will that be much comfort for Fionnuala Meredith to someone whose child is going to school where the budget is so tightly stretched, they're actually sending their kid to school, Fionnuala, with toilet roll?
But Vinnie, the problems of the education budget are down to inefficiencies in the system of the education.
Well, many people within that system would say that that's very much not the case. There are maybe issues somewhere with how money is spent, but they will say they are so tightly stretched, the restrictions to their finances are beyond their control at this point, and they're having to go over budget because they simply have no option. But Fionnuala, just to go back to that point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's outrageous what's happening in schools, and the sense of frustration among parents and teachers and children themselves is absolutely justified. But you'd apply that to so many things, you know, where we don't spend money in this or that or the other thing so that it should go to schools. Yes, of course, schools should get far more money, but I think the prison thing is a whole separate issue, and I don't think it's just a case of being nice to prisoners. It is part of a way of trying to reduce violence and reoffending.
But we do, to an extent, whether we like it or not, in our heads, we do prioritise funding. So, for example, many will say to you, Fionnuala Meredith, well, I think schools and education and health should be much higher on the list of priorities to people that have committed crimes and are in prison as a result.
Well, I mean, that's perfectly reasonable, but I don't think it's a case of saying, all right, well, we'll not let the prisoners have these phones themselves and we'll give it all to education. I don't think it's quite as straightforward as that. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't be entirely sorry if that happened, but I think I think the knee-jerk reaction to hearing about these prison phones in prison cells is like, oh, how dare these prisoners have this luxury when kids, you know, aren't getting the books or whatever in school that they need. But actually, when you look into it, there is strong common sense for why this might be a good idea. And it's not just about being nice to prisoners.
It's still difficult to swallow for many, Alan. They'll be saying, well, look at the impact, for example, of universal credit on people. People that can't afford, and we're not just talking about schools here, but they really struggle to make ends meet, to put a hot meal on the table for their family. And they do, whether we like it or not, they will look, some of them, at prisoners and say, well, they've got a roof over their head, they maybe have their own TV, maybe their own cell, they have hot meals, hot showers, and that's all provided for them, and they have possibly created or committed a horrendous crime.
Yeah, absolutely right. But at the same time, you've got to recognise the key issue here is trying to stop them committing crimes in the future. Many of the people who are in prison, some of them are really bad people, really violent individuals, really dishonest individuals. A significant majority are people who are, frankly, socially very inadequate, have big problems of addiction, and that's what gets them into trouble in the prison. If you can turn those people around when they go into prison and when they come out, you can save the community a fortune, and a fortune in grief and problems they cause in the future.